Title: 4-Bar Drum Motifs in Jungle Beginner. All right, let's build one of the most important jungle skills you can learn early on, a 4-bar drum motif. Because here's the secret, jungle doesn't feel alive because the drums are complicated. It feels alive because the drums tell a short story that repeats every 4 bars. Not a 1-bar loop copy-pasted forever. More like a sentence with a setup, a little twist, and a turnaround that throws you back to the start. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a 4-bar drum clip, where bars 1 and 2 are your solid anchor, bar 3 is a small variation, and bar 4 is a fill that clearly turns the page back to bar 1. And you'll do it with a classic break, Ableton slice to drum rack workflow, some basic layering, and a punchy stock processing chain. Let's go! First, quick setup. Set your tempo to somewhere between 170 and 174 BPM. If you want a default, choose 172. That's a sweet spot. Fast enough to feel like jungle. Slow enough to program without panic. Create one audio track and name it Break. Create one MIDI track with a drum rack and name it Drum Layers. We're going to use the break track for the sampled break itself, and the drum rack tracks for control, variation, and layering. One optional preference that saves headaches, if Ableton keeps warping long samples in weird ways, go into Preferences, Warp and Fades, and turn Auto Warp Long Samples off. That way Live doesn't help you into a mess. Now pick a break, drag in something classic, Amen, Think, Hot Pants, anything with that iconic jungle phrasing. Put it on the break audio track. In the clip view, turn Warp on, set Warp Mode to Beats, set Preserve to Transients, turn Transient Loop Mode off, and set the Beats envelope somewhere around 0 to 20. Lower envelope usually means tighter, punchier hits. If it starts clicking or sounding too chopped, nudge it up a bit. Teacher tip here, if the break feels like it's slightly late or early and you can't find the true start point, temporarily switch Warp Mode to Complex just to locate the right start and get it aligned. Then switch back to Beats for Punch. Complex can smear transients. Beats keeps them snappy. Now find a clean 1-bar or 2-bar section that loops properly. Don't worry about perfection yet. We just want a clean loop region with a solid feel. Next, we're going to do the jungle-friendly move. Slice it up so you can write with the break like it's a drummer. Right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Use these settings, slice by transients, one slice per transient, and slicing preset, built in, slice to drum rack. Now you have a drum rack full of slices. This is where jungle becomes fun, because now you can rearrange and create motifs without losing that break character. Now let's build the motif. On the sliced drum rack track you just created, make a MIDI clip that's 4 bars long. 4 bars, not 1 bar. Promise me 4 bars. We're going to write the anchor groove first. That's bars 1 and 2. This is the part that makes the listener trust the rhythm. Start with the jungle backbeat. Put your main snare on beat 2 and beat 4. Keep that consistent. Beginners, protect that backbeat at all costs. You can get experimental later, but for learning jungle, that stable 2 and 4 is your home base. Then add your kick. Put a kick on beat 1. After that, choose one or two additional kick placements based on the vibe of the slices you're using. A super beginner-friendly starting point is a kick on 1. Maybe another kick on 1E or 1A depending on the swing of the break, and optionally a kick on 3 if it feels right. And here's an important jungle mindset. The grid is a suggestion, but the break is the truth. If your kick slice wants to sit slightly ahead or behind, trust the ear and the groove of the original recording. Set your grid to 1/16. And remember, you can toggle narrower grid when you need tighter edits. Now let's make it roll with hats and ghost notes. Bring in a closed hat sample, or use a bright hat slice from the break rack. Program hats on 8th notes as your base, 1 and 2 and 3 and 4, and that alone will instantly make the loop move forward. Now ghost snares. These are the whisper hits that create that messy human energy without actually becoming messy. Add a very quiet snare hit just before beat 2 and slash or just before beat 4. Common spots are around 1A and 3A if you're thinking in 16ths. Keep them low velocity, like low enough that you mostly feel them rather than clearly hear them as main events. A solid velocity guideline. Main snares somewhere around 95 to 115. Ghost notes around 20 to 50. Hats around 50 to 80, with tiny variations so they don't sound like a robot. If your MIDI input is uneven, you can put Ableton's velocity MIDI effect before the drum rack and add a little random, like 5 to 15, just to humanize. Subtle is the word. If it sounds drunk, you went too far. Now we've got the anchor. Bars 1 and 2 should be nearly identical. This is critical. Jungle is hypnotic. The listener locks in because the groove repeats. If you change too much too soon, it stops feeling like a drummer and starts feeling like a MIDI demo. So, bar 1. Establish. Bar 2. Basically the same, but we'll allow one tiny change. Let's do bar 2 variation. Pick just one. Add an extra kick on the end of 3. Or swap one closed hat for an open hat. Or add a little snare flam. Two fast snares. First one quiet, second one loud. That flam is a classic jungle move because it feels like a drummer leaning into the backbeat. Now bar 3. The question. This is where you introduce a small hiccup, and I want you to think call and response. Bar 3 asks a question. Bar 4 answers it. For bar 3, choose one or two small moves. Maybe add a syncopated offbeat kick. Maybe add a tiny stutter. Duplicate a snare slice so it hits twice as 2/16. Or add a couple extra ghost snares around beat 4. Still quiet. A really clean advanced but beginner-friendly trick is displacement. In bar 3 only, take one kick or one hat and move it 1/16 earlier. Same ingredients, but now the emphasis shifts and it feels like the drummer leaned forward for a moment. Now bar 4. The turnaround. This is the signature moment that makes the loop feel like it resets. You want rewind energy, but controlled, not a random explosion of notes that makes you lose the one. A classic bar 4 approach. In the last half bar, do a short rapid slice sequence. Think of it like a little drum fill that accelerates, then lands. Here's a simple concept. In the last two beats, place a few 16th note slices like a ghost snare, then a hat, then a snare, then a kick, then a snare. Use whatever slices you have that sound good together. Or try a controlled stutter that loops cleanly. In the last beat of bar 4, do a rhythm of 1/16, 1/16, then 1/8. It gives that quick double tap, then a breath, and then you're back to bar 1 without tripping over yourself. Another super effective turnaround. Silence. Remove one hit right before the loop restarts. Even muting the break for a single 16th right before the main snare can create a suction effect, like the air got pulled out for a split second, and then boom, bar 1 hits. Now a quick realism upgrade. Choke groups. When you slice breaks into a drum rack, hats and noise slices can overlap unnaturally because MIDI doesn't behave like a real drummer's hands. In the drum rack, set similar hat or noise slices into the same choke group so they cut each other off. Instantly more realistic. Less MIDI break, more sample drummer. Next, layering. Because breaks are character, but layers are power. Go to your drum layers track with the drum rack. Add a clean, short, subby kick. Add a tight snare or clap to reinforce the break snare. Program the layers to follow your main hits. Kick layer where your kick is, snare layer on 2 and 4. Keep them tight. If you hear flamming, that's when two hits are almost together but not quite, and it makes it sound messy instead of big. Use track delay to fix it. On the layer track, try pulling the layer earlier by 5 to 15 milliseconds, or pushing it by 5 milliseconds. Tiny adjustments make a huge difference. And don't be afraid to nudge MIDI notes slightly too. The goal is one combined hit, not two competing hits. Now processing. Dock devices only, simple chain. On your break slices track, start with EQ8. High pass around 30 to 40 Hz to remove rumble. If it's boxy, cut a little around 250 to 450 Hz, like 1 to 3 dB. If it's dull, a small high shelf around 7 to 10 Khz can help. But be careful because breaks can get harsh fast. Then add drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15. Crunch around 5 to 20. Boom off or very subtle, because jungle breaks can get woofy and you're already adding a kick layer. Use damp to control hissy hats. Then add glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release on auto ratio 2 to 1. Aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. You're gluing, not squashing. On the layer track, add saturator in analog clip mode. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Then EQ8. Cut lows on the snare layer below about 120 Hz so it doesn't fight the kick. If the kick layer is too clicky, you can tame highs a bit, but don't kill the punch. Optional but powerful. Group the break and layers into a drum bus group. Put a gentle limiter just catching peaks, or a light glue compressor to unify. Now let's add one more coach level tool. A safety fader for chaos. Make a return track called Dirt. Put saturator and drum bus on it. Maybe EQ to keep it from getting muddy. Keep the return low. Now, when your loop feels too clean, you add a little send. You get character without destroying your balance. This is how you stay brave without losing control. Finally, how do we use this motif in a track? Think in reveals. For an intro, use only bars 1 and 2, the stable part, for 8 to 16 bars. When the drop hits, bring in the full 4-bar motif, repeating every 16 bars or so. Swap the bar for fill to a slightly different one. That alternate ending is incredibly DJ-friendly and listener-friendly. Same groove, fresh turnarounds, and every 32 bars, consider a one-bar reset. Drop the layers, leave just break and hats for one bar, then slam back into the full groove. It gives structure without needing a huge change. Before we wrap, quick checklist of common mistakes to avoid. 1. Changing everything every bar. Don't. Keep bars 1 and 2 consistent. 2. Ghost notes too loud. If you can clearly hear them as main hits, they're not ghosts anymore. Turn them down. 3. Overwarping. If the break loses bite, reduce warp markers or adjust the beat's envelope. 4. Layer flamming. Fix with track delay and nudging. 5. Too much distortion without EQ. Distortion brings out ugly mids fast, so shape before and after if needed. Now your mini practice exercise. Build a 4-bar motif using only one sliced break, one kick layer, one snare layer, and hats either from slices or a single hat sample. Rules. Bars 1 and 2 must be nearly identical. Bar 3 must have at least 2 ghost notes. Bar 4 must have a fill in the last half bar. Then export the loop and listen away from the DAW. At low volume, can you still feel where bar 1 begins? Does bar 4 clearly tip you back into bar 1? And if you mute the layers, does the break still feel like a coherent drummer? If you mute the break, do the layers still make rhythmic sense? Bonus challenge. Make a version B where only bar 4 is different, and alternate A and B every 16 bars. That's it. 4-bar drum motifs. Anchor. Variation. Turnaround. That's Jungle DNA. If you tell me which break you used, like Amen or Think, I can suggest a few safe slices that make turnarounds loop cleanly, and a couple classic stutter patterns that fit that specific break's natural accents.